State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. As part of our State of Opportunity project, we're following parents as they struggle to get off public assistance and make a better future for their children. So I'm going to bring you an update now on somebody we met back in November. She's a mother of three who is trying to climb out of poverty. The last time, Keisha Johnson was on the radio. She talked about where she wants to be in 3 years. She wants to have her own home. She wants her children enrolled in good schools. And she wants to have a steady job as a secretary. But first, she knew she would need some help to get there.
A lot of women in my neighborhood, they think being on Section 8 and being with Human Services, they think, okay, we can do this forever. No, it's supposed to be just a start, just a push, just to help you out.
At the time, Johnson received food stamps, Medicaid, housing, and cash assistance. That was June. I checked in to see how she's doing now. And, well, here's Keisha Johnson.
They sent me the letter in December saying you're cut off of your cash assistance, which was $592 a month. So, and I was getting that for a whole, almost a year. And then they just shut me off.
The they is the Michigan Department of Human Services. I tried calling DHS half a dozen times to get a comment, but no one returned my calls. That's 4-year-old Caleb, Johnson's oldest child. Before Keisha Johnson can fill me in on how she lost her cash assistance, she has to get Caleb, his little sister Journey, and little brother AJ ready for school.
Uh-oh, Journey, close that door.
Once everyone is bundled up, we head outside.
My car been out for 2 months, I want to say now. The tire is bent in, all the way in, so I can't drive it at all.
So we do what Johnson and the kids do every day. We walk the 20 minutes down Oakman Boulevard in Detroit to the children's school. Once she drops them off and we walk back to her apartment, she pours herself a glass of ice water and starts in on her story.
So in November 2012, I received a letter stating that...
She tells me how DHS sent her a letter saying she needed to fill out what's known as a redetermination form to see if she still qualifies for cash assistance. But she says the letter didn't come with any form to fill out, and she was told to wait for a call. When no call came, she called DHS. No response. A few weeks later, there was the letter saying her cash was cut off. In January, Johnson's DHS worker signed her up for a mandatory week-long program called Work First, and she was told her cash would be turned back on 21 days after she started the program. But Caleb and AJ have asthma and wound up in the hospital the week of the program, so Johnson couldn't go. She says she showed up the next week, but was turned away. Since then, Johnson has been back and forth to the DHS office trying to get her cash turned back on. So far, she's been unsuccessful. Meantime, there are bills to pay.
DTE, my DTE bill is always sky high, $533. With a shut-off notice.
That's $533 Johnson owes DTE. There's also rent and car insurance. Incidentals like new gym shoes for Caleb and more diapers and wipes for AJ have to wait. One of Johnson's personal goals was to take a 15-week computer tech class in order to learn a marketable skill and develop a career. But she says she's just too stressed right now and can't focus on the class until her cash is turned back on. So I asked her.
Well, wouldn't people listening say, well, why don't you just go get a job?
True. They would. But I want to do this program because I want a career. I don't want just a job. And I can't possibly do that and work at the same time. And so I just figured, turn my cash assistance on, help me out for, I say, give it another 6 months. I'll be done. I'll be off.
But first, she needs to get a hold of DHS, something we couldn't do either. For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.